I started last week with talking about when I was a teenager working on a drag line and so forth, and I was doing that as an intro for tonight and also for the questions. Why don't we go over the simple, easy, page and a half of questions here type of thing. Let's just kind of go over those. Proverbs 22:29. Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men. Joseph's zeal and diligence were blessed by God and recognized by his superiors. By the age of 30 now, he was standing before the king. So question one, what do you most appreciate about his zeal and diligence in Potiphar's house? Somebody got an answer for that? What y'all appreciate about his zeal in Potiphar's house?
Even though he was a slave, he still did right by his master, so much so that the master entrusted him to everything under him. He could have been very sad, you know, my dad had to come and get me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even though Potiphar's wife did him wrong, and he ended up in prison, which leads into the answer for the prison cell. How did he do in the prison cell? Somebody got that answer? Yes, and the guards recognized that real quick. And then he had the baker and the butler, wasn't it? And so asked them that when they got out, well, they would tell about his situation. So eventually that happened, but it took a while, didn't it? But again, he impressed the guards to where they gave him leniency there in the prison. Pharaoh's palace. What about that one? What happened when you got in Pharaoh's palace? Well, y'all are quiet tonight. We're chatterboxes sometimes, and other times everybody got the lips sealed here.
He was entrusted to everything.
He eventually became entrusted to everything, especially during those famine years. With the food. Now you talk about being entrusted, because if he goofed that up on trying to store that food correctly, there's going to be a lot of starvation going on. So that was really a big one. It's not really played up in Scripture, but it really is, because we're hearing some of that right now, a lot of crying about the U.S. aid stuff all of a sudden. But now when we start hearing about what we've been paying, you know, our tax dollars been paying for some just ridiculous stuff out there, and not just food. You know, that's what's sad on that part. But very, you know, he was trusted everything to the point that, hey, to the point that he was eventually able to bring his whole family there, which then led to what? That was the beginning of the Israelites growing in Egypt and eventually leaving and become that group that ended up going into the Promised Land. So really big things on that. Proverbs 20:11, it is by his what that a lad distinguishes himself. Conduct, deeds, I'd even throw in mannerisms. You know, there's a lot of things in there. You know, so many times now you're around young people in a store or someplace out in public. They have no mannerisms, and they have the trashiest mouths sometimes. You know, no respect to people. No yes, ma'am, no ma'am. You know, I grew up, it was yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. I mean, it was just automatic. I didn't think anything different. If his conduct is what and what? What was that?
Pure and upright.
Yep, pure and right. I'll go with that. Enhancing zeal with diligence. Diligence rejects what? And aims for what? Diligence rejects what? Aims for excellence. I was thinking about being lazy. You know, part of laziness, lazy, waste. Diligence works with the what in mind? Future or end, with the end in mind. That's one of the big things that contractors, engineers, when they start doing a planning for a building, they have thoughts that the buyer wants in a building and so forth, and they have to put it on paper. And they meet with the buyer again, they put it on paper. But they have to think about the end product, how it looks, because that's how they have to present it before they do all the planning on the inside where the plumbing and the electrical and all that stuff goes. So it's kind of an odd situation, but you got to think about the end. And the same thing goes with diligence. So diligence finds what? Partners, effective partners, somebody to team up with usually. Diligence does not waste. Diligence does not waste. What? I heard something. I still couldn't hear you.
Time.
Okay. We can go with that. Time. Opportunities, chances to do good, although there's several answers can be on that. Thank you. Now, some of these, when we start going through the lesson now, we kind of did it a little bit backwards, but as we go through the lesson, we'll do some of the fill-in so you pick that up. Before I get started, I have a thought here today. That lady come in and expressed this Tuesday. And she got talking about a cat. And she's been through a lot. And lost her husband here a while back. It was one of those deals. He went to work, got T-bone. She got there, got a call, got there just when they were putting him in the life flight, and he died in life flight going to the hospital. Had a little boy, about 2 years old. Well, he was starting to talk when he's about 2 and a half, and their cat died. Now, this little boy's lost dad and he's lost his cat. And he started, you know, with his jabbering, wanting a cat. And he called the cat by his name over and over. He missed dad, he wants a cat. And mom wasn't really ready for another cat. So she said, I started telling her, I said, well, we're not getting a cat unless Jesus brings you a cat and he walks in the front door with you. So the little boy started praying. She said she was trying to teach him to pray. So at mealtime, you know, trying to get him to pray and so forth. When still praying for food, he would pray for a cat. And she said it was starting to really get to her. So she had a babysitter come over and stay with him some. She's trying to get him used to this babysitter for when times that she had to be gone. So the babysitter and him was playing out in the front yard one day. And And she did not know at the time, but this scrawny looking kitten, mangy hair, whole bit, you imagine, shows up in the front yard and got playing with the little boy. They kept playing tag, the babysitter tells her after the fact. So anyhow, she goes to the door, didn't see the cat, tells the babysitter, hey, won't y'all come on in, it's time to eat, because she was in trying to fix something. And lo and behold, the door opens, here comes the babysitter in, here comes her son in, and right behind him, here comes this little kitten with his tail straight up in the air. You can imagine walking right behind him just like he was home. And the lady said, I never thought until then that Jesus was listening to this 3-year-old on his prayers. And she made a comment. She said, you think God really listened to the prayers? That's just a weird coincidence. Now, I'll throw that question out. Isn't that an interesting question? Have you ever thought about that? On the little ones, when they start praying, they pray for certain things. A lot of times it's for specific, maybe even for toys. Is the Lord listening to those prayers? I see one head shake, yes. Any others? You think so? Yes? No? Yeah? Susan? Well, here we go. Now, here's the other thing. Children, until they know right and wrong, they're a what?
Innocent.
And so by being innocent, wouldn't God listen to their prayers? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So here we go. Andre? That's correct.
That we want him there.
Yep.
It may be just wait, be patient. Not yet. And it may be no.
That's correct.
In some cases, it's going to be yes. We just have to be patient and continue to pray and ask for it.
Yep. And we have to always remember in his will. Because it may not be in his will for to answer with a yes. So, yes? Oh, no. But AA is not Christian-based. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, they'll talk about, you know, Jesus and Christ, but they're really off-base in a lot of ways. So that's sort of like the Salvation Army, similar type thing. So that's the kind of way I would answer that, think about that, okay? But the Lord says you have to be right with him. Okay. That's the reason why with children being innocent, they're okay with him. Okay? So just some thoughts. I want to throw that out before give me a week or two and I'll just forget about that. So and then it'll come to me a year or two later. So anyhow. In Ezra 7:23. Whatever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be done with zeal for the house of the God of heaven, so that there will not be wrath against the kingdom of the